Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it's been a very busy week in terms of Forex action so far, and we did see that flight to safe havens come and go for the most part, supporting the U.S. dollar, the Japanese yen. But we also saw recent COVID-19 infections pose fresh risks, not just to the economies of Australia and Singapore, but in their respective currencies. Well, how is it going to shape the Forex markets moving forward? And of course, this will also determine, or try to determine, how developments with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic in the region might impact the greater ASEAN FX complex. Today on Forex Fridays, we're joined once again by Mr. Koon Goh, who's the head of Asia Research at ANZ. He's here to talk to us about what he's tracking and what are some of the key lessons he's taken from the week that was when it comes to FX markets. Mr. Goh, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are safe and in good health during these uncertain times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Friday, if we can call it that.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, JP Yong. Thanks for having me back.
All right, Mr. Goh. So look, since June, the dollar index has seen some strength for the most part, but lately its gains seem to have been more or less pegged on the back of that flight to safe havens that we saw sometime over the last 2 weeks. Do you think that caution's been rising across broader investor sentiment across various markets? And how much of this actually is contributing to the greenback's recent gains? What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I believe safe haven sentiment definitely is a recent driver of the U.S. dollar rally. I think what we've seen is that there's increasing investor concerns about a slowing in growth. Obviously, with China surprising everyone by cutting RRR, I think that's raised concerns about whether Chinese growth has peaked. And of course, in this region, we've had a very unfortunate surge in the pandemic wave. And again, I think that's going to cause downward revisions to growth to this region. So all in all, it looks as if investors are seeking out some safety and the U.S. dollar is still very much a preferred destination for safe haven flows at this stage.
Absolutely. And speaking of safe havens, we also saw the week that saw the dollar strengthen, but also the Japanese yen gaining against the greenback on that safe haven flight. Although in the last couple of days, we've actually seen the yen give up some of those gains. What are your biggest takeaways from the recent rise and calming of the Japanese yen? And what's in store for the currency in the coming weeks, especially we take into account the recent safe haven flight and also those rising COVID-19 infections in the world's third largest economy?
Well, the yen traditionally has been a safe haven currency, but I think in recent years, it sort of lost a little bit of its luster. In terms of the JGB yield, it's still very low, especially compared to the U.S. bond yield, and that's a reason why some of that appeal has disappeared. And of course, Japan is also grappling with its own pandemic wave, with the state of emergency still being declared. And the Olympics isn't really going to do much for growth in Japan because no spectators are allowed, and certainly only athletes and no international visitors allowed. So I think the yen will still remain slightly on the back foot. I'm looking at it trading between a 110 to 112 range for the time being.
Mm-hmm. And we're listening to Mr. Koon Goh, the head of Asia Research at ANZ, here on Forex Fridays. Mr. Goh, we've seen that a lot of currencies across the world have proven to be very sensitive, actually, to COVID-19 infections. And one of them that's faced recent headwinds also is the Australian dollar. Now, Australia can be argued to be facing its most serious challenge, economic challenge, due to the lockdowns across more than half the country. There have been fresh concerns as to whether or not the economy might stagnate after that very strong start to the year. In stark contrast, Australia almost fully reopened also just months ago. And Mr. Goh, when you look at the Aussie dollar, its trajectory, how bad can it actually get? What are your latest forecasts or projections for the currency down under?
Well, the Australian economy has been doing well, as you said, and it's quite unfortunate that parts of the country are going into lockdown. That's definitely going to dent domestic demand and will slow down the recovery. But I think Australia, if you look at the case numbers, I mean, relative to some of the numbers coming up from this region, is really not that bad. And the lockdowns are not as severe as the harsh lockdowns that are being imposed in some other countries. So I think the negative economic impact will not be as large. And once those are lifted, we should see a quick rebound. Commodity prices for Australia's major exports are still riding very high. So that remains a key support factor. So I don't think the Aussie will sell off too much. 72 cents is a key support level. I think if it gets sold down to that level, we'll probably see a lot of interest to buy around those levels.
All right. And one other currency that seems to have also caught a bit of the bug, no pun intended here, recently and bruised by COVID-19 concerns is our very own Singapore dollar. The country is also facing recent uptick, at least in COVID-19 infections. And while the STI has more or less held its ground, we have seen the Singapore dollar just soften a little bit in this time. In fact, the local currency has seen continued weakness, crossed about 1.365 in the midweek. Do you think that the Singapore dollar will remain challenged? And just how much downside could there be potentially, given it does trade at very tight ranges for the most part?
Well, I think similar to Australian dollar, I think the Sing dollar has weakened because of the recent resurgence in cases and the move back into phase two, heightened alert. But I think once we get past this initial phase, we should see demand for Sing dollar come back because I think overall the economy isn't doing too badly, and I anticipate the economy will rebound quite strongly once we finally move out of phase two. I still think growth of 6% plus is possible, and I still expect MAS to tighten policy in April next year. So all these factors should be supportive for the Sing dollar later in the year.
It has been highlighted by some of your peers in the currency space also that the Sing dollar could actually be touted as a potential safe haven in case things actually get worse. Do you think that there is some potential upside in future safe haven appeal for the local currency, sir?
Well, yes, Sing dollar definitely is a safe haven in this region. And we have seen that quite clearly last year when COVID-19 first started to rear its ugly head. So no doubt, given what's happening in the world, I still see Sing dollar as being a beneficiary to some extent from safe haven flows.
All right. And finally, sir, we did talk about it being a safe haven and a source of relative stability, especially when you compare it to the rest of the ASEAN region. You name it, pretty much every major economy in the region, from Bangkok to Manila, has been impacted. Their currencies also showing a lot of sensitivity to COVID-19 infections for the most part. Of the broader FX complex here in Southeast Asia, Mr. Goh, which one do you think might be most vulnerable based on what you're monitoring?
I think the Thai baht definitely looks most vulnerable in the region. I mean, Thailand is recording record case numbers, but not only that, Thailand is the most reliant on international tourism. And there was initial hope when they opened up Phuket and a couple of other tourist destinations for tourism. But given what's happening, it's very likely that tourism is not going to make a comeback for quite some time. So the Thai economy has recently been downgraded. It looks like it's going to struggle to grow this year. And that's a key factor why I believe the baht will continue to underperform in the region.
All right. Interesting thoughts there. We'll have to leave it at that. But I'd like to thank Mr. Khun Goh, the head of Asia Research at ANZ, for joining us today on Forex Friday. Sir, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward next time we can have you join us on the show. Meanwhile, try to have a great weekend ahead, sir.
Thank you, JP. You too. Bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.